Right, the Epsom Derby, Saturday, the 1st of June, 2019. Right, a lot of times you'll be hearing me talking as in the third person. We're going to instead of I'm going to. My tutor used to tell me off about this. Don't talk in the third person, you know, when you're doing an essay. But if you listen to the media and the people, they always talk in the third person. So when you listen to them all the time, it just comes out of your mouth when you're talking, because you're listening to the media talking in the third person and you're just copying them. But actually, I should be saying I'm, but you know, it's just ingrained in your mind listening to the media guys, because they always talk in the third person, when that is exactly wrong. And when I come back off this, you know, listen to it, I'm thinking, why am I always talking in the third person? But it's with, you know, what you're used to listening to all the time. So you just got to say it. And obviously I'm talking, when I say talking in the third person, I'm talking about me. So, you know, don't worry about it. It's just annoying to me when I listen back to it. Right, let's get on with the show. Right, who can remember last year when I tipped my SAR for everybody? 16-1. There's people still coming to me now thinking, can you remember that you harped on about that SAR for weeks and weeks? I haven't had that same feeling this year about the Derby. Not like I did last year. I mean, I had that SAR in my mind since about February, I think. And that's when I started backing it every day. Fivers and tenners, you know, every single day. And when I won 30 or 40 quid or 100 quid, I used to stick half of it on SAR. Well, I think it was 25 to 1 when I first started betting it. I think I did get a 33 to 1. Well, that's the most money I've ever won in my life, because I was backing it for weeks and weeks, daily sort of thing. And a lot of people still, I was telling two guys that I told weeks and weeks before, they said they bought cars and everything, they had a few quid on, and they still can't believe that I tipped that horse. They couldn't believe it won the way it did. So anyway, I don't think I'll get anywhere close to that this year, because I haven't had that, you know, that feeling what you get. I mean, this Telecaster has come on the scene. Sir Dragonette has just come on the scene this year. Sir Dragonette by Camelot, out of an OC, by Oasis Dreammare Sparrow. You know, very well related family of Galileo and See the Stars. So this Sir Dragonette, very interesting horse, but I'm not going to go for it. The one I had in my mind from the O'Brien yard was this Broom, and then I had this this Japan in the back of my head again. I mean, this horse is haunting me for some reason. I know what I'm talking about. I've had that Japan written down before it even ran. Japan is by Galileo out of a Dane Hill mare, Shaista. Now that, you know, it's a very good family. But of course, I knew when he ran at Chester, was it Chester or York? York, sorry. He ran in that Telecaster race, yes. Well, Aidan O'Brien said Japan is, he needs an he's not fit, he's only 60%, so Japan's 60%. So I think he could make that ground up to Telecaster today. But I'm not going to go for him either. I think the winner of the Derby will be this I cost 500,000, right? As a two-year-old, by King Power, and he never done much last year. He got beat off Kick On, if you remember, at Newmarket. That was his last race. Then he came out at Doncaster and he beat Telecaster. Now, Telecaster went on to be Too Darn Hot, but Too Darn Hot wasn't 100%, we know that. I don't know, you know, I think it's pretty poor. I even spoke to a lot of people about Too Darn Hot going to Ireland, the Guineas. I thought it was poor placement. I thought it's not very good management of that horse going to Ireland for that race. I was surprised, you know, got second because it was a quick turnaround, far too quick of a turnaround. I don't know why they've done that. I just don't know why. It reminds me of that another horse they had. I thought it was mismanaged, but anyway, besides the point, let's get on with this. Now this Bangkok. Now this Andrew Bolden, right? I mean, he has trained horses for me, you know, and our little syndicate before. He's got this big, powerful owner now, you know, King Power. He's been waiting for somebody like that for years. I mean, this Andrew Bolden, he's been competing with these guys, Godolphin and, you know, Coolmore, Ballydoyle, for years, with nowhere near the budgets they have. And he's been beating them on occasions, this Andrew Bolden. Now, he hasn't set the world alight when they were 2 year olds, but I think he's just thought, this is what I want to do, my way of training these 2 year olds, so they're going to be 3 year olds. And we've seen how they've all transformed, and that's what I said in my 100 to follow. These horses, they've done nothing at two, they'll transform at three. Totally different horses to their pedigree. They're racing to their pedigree. But their other trainers have had similar pedigrees and haven't done so well. But I think he's going to bring out the best of these pedigrees, what they're in. Now, Bangkok cost 500 grand at the sale. Must have looked beautiful at the sales, going round the ring, and everyone was taken by this horse. He's a son of Australia, out of a Darshan mare, Tang Agom. As I say, so Bangkok, I think he could be, you know, a decent stallion for King Power in the future, because that's what they're looking for. They're not looking to keep buying, spending all this money for horses. They're looking to breed, you know, and that if Bangkok is wins the Derby, that's going to be one of their, you know, top sires, stallions, you know, from that setup. So that's the main aim, I think, for this Bangkok. I think he will win this Derby, Bangkok. He'll go there absolutely, just 100%. He'll stay the trip beautifully. He'll get a perfect run. Now, he is drawn in 12 on Saturday, but I think Sylvester D'Souza will get him slotted in. He's got the speed, he's got the stamina. He'll slot him in nicely from the 12. There'll be no messing about. 2 or 3 furlongs to go, he'll just start winding up, and I think he'll go past Japan and Broome. And I think Bangkok will beat Broome for second, and I think Mad Moon, the Kevin Prendergast horse, Telecaster, and Japan, and this Sir Dragonette will be fighting out for the places. I do like Broome as the best of the O'Briens. I really like this horse and Japan. Now, the only reason I'm not going for this Sir Dragonette is it just sprang out of nowhere, you know, and I'm not sure about the actual form. It beat Norway at Chester 8 length, and it was, you know, good to soft. I'm not sure if that was, you know, good enough form to win this Derby. When I think the line is with this Too Darn Hot, even though it was second in the 1,000 guineas, I think it needed. It's just got beat off Telecaster, right? Telecaster went on then to win twice. Too Darn Hot then was rushed into Ireland and came second. Now, I think he was rushed and he shouldn't have ran in Ireland. I think he's been mismanaged a bit and that running like that. Sorry to say that. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not a trainer, so that's my feeling, that's all. So don't, shout me down, but just my feeling about it. But I think that's the line, that's the strongest line of form between everything, is with this Bangkok Telecaster and Too Darn Hot. And you know, Japan was in that race as well at York. So my derby tip is Bangkok, 1 point each way. I mean, you've got a good price. I mean, how can Telecaster be 5-1 and Bangkok be 15-2 when Bangkok beat Telecaster easily? And I don't tell me Telecaster wasn't 100% then, it was, right? And Telecaster is a good horse. They really love this Telecaster. I think it's top draw, right? And I think Bangkok is even top of draw, better draw than this Telecaster. So I think, but I do think this Broom is so is that very, very high class too. I think the two B's will be first and second in the Derby, Bangkok and Broom. Right, I love Broom. He's on my 100 to list follow. I think Bangkok's on my 100 to follow as well. Mad Moon is, Japan is. I'm not sure about Telecaster because he's just came from nowhere. So hopefully, I think the one for the Derby for me is Bangkok, 1 point each way. Forecast Broom, half a point at 4-1, and I would do the Tricast with Mad Moon, Telecaster, Japan, and Sir Dragonette. So I'd mix them four up to come, you know, so that's four bets. You're doing Bangkok to win, Broom to be second, then you do four bets with Mad Moon, Telecaster, Japan, and Sir Dragonette if you're playing the exotics in the Derby tomorrow. So that's my thoughts for the Derby. Now I'll be back later for the rest of today's tips. I don't know if I'm doing a blog or a podcast. So good luck today. I'll be back later with some more tips for today. There's a lot going on the next 2 days, and I hope we win in the today, and I hope we win the Derby tomorrow. That would be good, wouldn't it? A Derby and Oaks double, huh? Annapurna and Bangkok. What a double if that came in. Right, so I'll see you all later, and this is going out very early in the morning so everyone can hear it. You know, give you plenty of time for the Derby tomorrow and for the Oaks today. So I'll catch you all later. Bye bye for now.